Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Now, you may know that the Electoral Review Consultation Panel has been hearing submissions, and we're going to be speaking to Busa as well as Action SA. In fact, what we have on the line is Action SA's chairperson, Michael Borman, who has very graciously allowed us to go through their submissions and for you to also have a comment on that. A very good evening, and thank you so much, Mr. Borman.
Camilla, it's great to be speaking with you and the listeners.
Let's talk about your submissions. I mean, top of mind, what comes to me here is that you would like South Africans to actually all vote, not sort of if I want to vote, you want to make it compulsory for all of us to vote over 18.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a number of aspects to our submission, and I'm sure we'll unpack them. Yep. But I think it starts with the idea of compulsory voting. We have, in our 30-year democracy, focused a lot on the rights of South African citizens, and understandably so, but very little about the responsibility of South African citizens. And we live in a country where you can throw a rock and you will hit a reason to vote. And yet we have a situation where the 2021 elections saw a minority of registered voters actually casting their vote. And even in this election, the turnout was very low in May this year. And that's of registered voters. We still have 13 million unregistered voters in our country. And we need to make it compulsory that people participate and express their views in terms of the direction of their country. There are many countries that do this around the world successfully.
Yeah.
And we think South Africa should follow suit.
Mr. Borman, I mean, for those who say, you know, they feel that they've checked out of the system. It doesn't offer them what they think they're going to get. You know, all elections don't really deliver anything. I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, I think if you don't vote, an election certainly won't deliver anything for you. There is a misnomer in South African society that you are punishing a political party by not going to vote. But actually, failed politicians love when South Africans don't go and vote, because all it means is that fewer and fewer people are required to determine who's going to be elected. And that allows the kind of individuals that we have seen, the kind of sludge of society representing our country in parliament and in the South African cabinet. And yet at that time, the very South Africans who say there's no reason to vote will then go and lament the very situations that I would argue is exactly the reasons they should go and vote. I think we also need to address the situation where people say, well, there's no one out there for me. There are 600 registered political parties in South Africa. We have a real problem in terms of a ballot paper that was so long in this last election, there had to be two rows of political parties. Surely people can find a political party there that, even if it's not perfect, can place their vote behind that political party rather than staying away and allowing politicians to act on their behalf rather than giving them real accountability.
Speaking of ballots, you specifically want two ballots. Just maybe explain that.
Well, we actually want to change the system quite fundamentally, because it is the PR system of elections that we have right now in our country, which was an understandable necessity in the 90s and the negotiation for our democracy, where the representation of minority voices was, you know, a really important feature of those discussions. But the problem with the PR system has created a dynamic where really people give their votes to political parties, and political parties determine who they're going to send to parliament on your behalf. And you can see political parties have not been incentivized to send the best people to represent South Africans in parliament. And that's why we have the situation we've had playing out over the last seven administrations. We think South Africans should vote directly for their member of parliament, their president, their premier, etc. And they should have a constituency-based ballot where constituency boundaries would be drawn up around the country. A candidates would be listed by political parties on that ballot, and they could effectively choose which candidates would best serve their political interests rather than just which political party. Pamela, if you'll forgive me, this is a vital step, because actually it is when voters are choosing candidates that the question around track record of performance is more likely to come into play. And at the same time, it's going to drive the bar up on candidate selection because a political party has to then put their best foot forward with their strongest people. And we think that would be a massive departure from the past. The second ballot, we argue, is a necessity to ensure you have proportionality. So again, you could have the political parties represented, but that ballot is used to top up the representation, if you will, to ensure that you have overall representation at the end of the day.
You also want the national and the local government elections to work concurrently, to actually happen at the same time.
Yes, absolutely. We have this crazy situation in South Africa where every 2.5 to 3 years, we are going to one form of a general election or another, whether it's a national and provincial election like we've just had now, or whether it's a local government election that we're now due to have 2 years from now. And really, this is taxing on the South African taxpayer. It's a very expensive thing to run elections. A lot of preparation is involved, and we can see the IEC have a number of deficiencies they're going to need to address. But also, it's a voter exhaustion. South Africans feel like they're permanently in one state of affairs relating to elections or another. And of course, politicians who are constantly having to focus on the next election in such short time frames, have less time to focus on the work of governing. So we think this would be a positive step forward. And there's precedent all around the world that your election should all be held on one day.
And I mean, I think you point a lot to the caliber of this person, that if we can remember that if the system changes to this particular formula, we can at least hold people accountable. There won't be this conflict of party first and then us, which is actually what's going on at the moment.
Massively, because right now, elected public representatives, their bosses are political parties, people like myself, when actually their bosses need to be the South African people. And the only way that's ever going to happen is when the boss appoints the person. That's how it works in the workplace, and that's how it needs to work in South African politics. And if you have voters who vote for who is going to be their member of parliament, there's now a connection and accountability. If that member of parliament goes and acts in a certain manner or votes in a certain manner that is alienating that voter, there's a line of accountability that will cause that elected representative to actually at times say to the party, I can't toe the party line on this. My constituents require A, B, and C. And we think that would be a massively positive step. Aside from the important point, Pamelo, that if we had three candidates from three parties, we're going to assess the merits of the individuals primarily before we focus on which political parties they come from. I may have voted for party A all my life, but if party B puts forward a candidate in my neighborhood who's got much more of a track record, why wouldn't I consider voting for that individual?
It's very interesting. I mean, when you workshop this around the country, what feedback were you getting from just ordinary South Africans?
South Africans are saying to us unequivocally they want accountability. They understand why we have the electoral system we do on the basis of the context of our country in the early 90s. But, we're 30 years into our democracy, and we're really what we have is a mad proliferation of political parties to the point that municipalities are held ransom by one-seat parties with a few hundred votes. When actually the real need is for accountability, a direct relationship between the voter and the public representative. And this is what people are asking for, so much so that our submission goes further to say it shouldn't just be about your member of parliament. We should be voting for a president, a premier, a mayor. We even believe the head of the NPA should be an elected person because the more we can give South Africans the right to determine who these people are as individuals, the better. Because right now, it is party political considerations that make these decisions.
Appreciate you giving us your time to explain it and break it down for us, Action SA Chairperson Michael Borman. So we'll speak just now to BOSA. They also made a submission, but I'm really keen to hear from you. How does this sit with you? How does that feel to you? Being able to, for instance, vote directly for the individual, directly for the president, making voting compulsory for anybody who is 18 and above. How do you feel about that? 086-000-00959.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.